maybe how he was converted. We have that in the bulletin. At least the
I can talk to you a little bit about there. Get me off the hook on the theological question.
You can speak for 10 minutes on this topic.
10 minutes on this topic?
No, I'm only kidding.
All right. I was converted in South Korea, and the background is this. I graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point in 1963. It's a couple of years ago. And my first assignment, my first regular assignment after I went through the basic training and learned how to jump out of airplanes and did some of these kinds of things, my first assignment was in South Korea. I was a platoon leader, and I had always had the conviction of going to church. My parents were not Christians, but even as a youngster, I remember walking to Sunday school. And then later when I was in high school, I'd walk to a little church that was close by. And so I had this habit, and when I got over to Korea, I started going to one of the chapels there. And of course, right away, one of the chaplains took interest in me. And one morning, as a young second lieutenant, the company commander said to me, "Well, I want you to give a class on personal affairs." I said, "Oh, that's good. I know a lot about that." And so he had the company assembled in a theater, which was on the compound where we were stationed. And I conducted the class. And at the end of the class, I said to the young men who were there, "Well, if you don't have a question, or if you have a question you're unable to answer," I said, "a good place to go would be to see the chaplain." And so I dismissed the company, and they marched off up the hill to the company area. And in God's providence, as I was walking up that same hill, the chaplain's office was right there. And so I did a little U-turn and walked back down and went into the chaplain's office. There was somebody else who was in visiting with the chaplain, and so I waited. And when I went into the chaplain's office, a little cubicle, sat down next to his desk, the very first question out of his mouth was, well, I guess this would have been the second thing out of his mouth. The first thing he said was, "Why are you here?" I said, "I don't have the vaguest notion." The second thing he said, "Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" I thought to myself, not a good thing to lie to the chaplain. So I said no. And so he gave me the pretty standard gospel presentation. And I had heard these things I don't know how many times before. But this is the first time any of it made sense to me. And so basically that's how I was converted. The Lord opened my heart and opened my eyes there in that office, and I believed the gospel. I believed in Christ. And as I said many times prior to that, going to church, going to Sunday school, I had heard these things, but in God's providence, halfway around the world, encountering this chaplain, this is how I came to a real faith in Christ. And I felt an almost immediate sense of call to the ministry and to go to seminary, although I hardly knew what a seminary was. And I'll just tell you real quickly how this how this came about. I had been the member of a congregational church that went into the United Church of Christ. Does anybody know what that means? One of the most liberal denominations in America. And so I wrote back to my old youth pastor and asked him about suggestion for seminary. That's the only connection I had. And I sent for catalogs. And when I went to visit with this chaplain, he took the stack of, about a dozen catalogs, he took the stack of catalogs and said, too liberal, threw in the trash can. Too liberal, threw in the trash can. Too liberal, threw in a trash can. Too liberal, threw all the catalogs away. And he was from Southern California. And as I say, this was early 60s. So he just said to me, why don't you go to Fuller? Fuller, okay. So I looked it up, and on his recommendation, that's where I went. And God was good to me there, because that's where I told you last night, that's where I met my dear wife. And then there were a bunch of other machinations, because, you know, how does a guy who's in the army then go to seminary? That's another story. You want me to tell that story too?
Sure.
Okay. God was very gracious in this respect too, because when I came home from Korea, my assignment was at Fort Hood, Texas, with one of the armored divisions that was stationed there at the time. And so I was a first lieutenant at that point and was living alone. I got acquainted with the chaplains there. In the meantime, I learned that there was an army regulation that had recently been approved that would allow a regular army officer like myself to take a leave of absence to go to seminary to become a chaplain. So I thought, I'm going to investigate this. So when I got to Fort Hood, I went to the chaplain's office and they said, yeah, we've heard about this, but it's so new, we have no copies of it. And so they said they would query Washington to get copies of this regulation. And when I got the regulation, the stipulation was that you would have 2 years active duty. Well, I'd been in Korea. I'd just graduated, and I'd been in Korea for a year, so I didn't have the 2 years active duty. But in the meantime, I had applied to Fuller and been accepted. And when I went home on leave, I showed my folks, see, I've got this acceptance letter to go to seminary. And my dad very perceptively said, well, how do you suppose you're going to get there? You're in the army, son. I said, I don't know. And so when I went to Fort Hood, I discovered that this regulation existed, but I didn't quite yet qualify. So I went to one of the administrative officers on the post there, and he said, some of you will get a kick out of this. He said, well, I'll twixt Washington, which means I'll send a telegram. See, this was way before email. Way before email. So I went back the next day. This is literally what happened. I went back the next day to talk to the administrative officer. He said, Lieutenant, I just got a message from Washington. They've amended the regulation. You only need 1 year of active duty. Put in your application. And every time I've told this story, I've said, folks, God is in absolute control of all things. And if the Lord God Almighty will move the Pentagon for a person like me, he does most anything for everyone. Right. Because I'm nothing special. you see. But it was, for me, it was just miraculous. And so I went to seminary and was ordained and took up duties as a chaplain in the Army.